You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And what a lineup we have here, fighting for the lead. We're 2 weeks away from the tournament, Tennessee and Alabama. Auburn right behind, and Auburn is on Rocky Top. Somehow you didn't need me to tell you that. Ron Slay joins the show. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How you doing, brother?
Let's talk about that game.
Yeah, but before diving into that game, though, Paul, I got to tell you this.
Okay.
Like, I walk past here every time I'm here in the studio, Wednesday and Saturday. So when going by, you know what this always is like? The cool uncle's bedroom that you never get to go in. Like, you hear the music out there playing. And I'm like, man, I don't want to sneak in there and everything, Paul, and take a little picture behind the desk. I said, I can't get in there, though.
That's like the bachelor uncle.
I take that.
That he's too old to be dating models, but he's got the breath.
It's good. It's good. I'm just saying that to say, man, I've always wanted to walk in here. I've been on set with you before, but this right here being in the room, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, we were together. We've been together nationally.
Yeah. You put the headband on.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. We still see it. See, we have a we have standards in here.
I love it. I love where that's set.
You've done enough damage down the hall.
It's fun down there too. That's a nice bedroom down there too as well.
So we'll get to this game tonight eventually. I can.
Yeah. Hey man, great atmosphere. Great way the standings have shaken out, and it usually happens this way. Tennessee and Auburn, Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn, Florida, Auburn, Kentucky. It always comes, some kind of intertwines, you know, and also with Alabama, you got to throw them in the mix. But this game is being specific about this one. Jalen Williams, a key part, said he did travel. I'm going to be interested to see if he gives it a go. Playing in Tennessee, I think, brings a different dynamic to it.
They missed him the other night.
They missed him big. I almost want to say in that Auburn-Kentucky game, if he doesn't get hurt, I felt like Auburn was making a move to try to get back into that game. He went out, and we saw Kentucky going to close it out. But in this one in particular, that fourth spot for Bruce Pearl, when his teams are really good, that four-man is a changer. The point guard's always good. That's part of it. That's a pillar. The big man's always a pillar. But the four-man is what puts him over the hump, and Jalen Williams is that guy for them.
It seems like we've been at this precipice before with Tennessee. They look like one of the best teams in the country. Are they?
I believe so. And reason being, you have a lot of people pointed, Josiah, Jordan James, Santi, those guys being there, and maybe not seeing the point production that you usually get from them. But you had other people take a step, and a lot of them took a leap. One that took a leap was Jonas Adu. Zakai Ziegler, I don't know if anyone was expecting him to bounce back from an ACL this quick and have this much of an impact. Dalton Connect. Ooh, I'm talking about just walking down the alley, Paul, and you see something shimmering over there. You just happened to pick it up. Everybody else was scared to pick it up. Took it home, dusted off, and you got a diamond. So those three right there, they counter what Santi and Josiah is not putting out. So you got to tip your cap to them.
We got a game in a couple of minutes here. Missouri, which has been a disappointment.
Right.
Florida has really come on this year.
Yeah.
They've had some amazing moments, some near misses. What about them?
Florida is tough. Florida is, two games out of being in the first. Right. And depending on this four-game stretch that they go through, they can go get that double bye on Friday, and that double bye is going to pay dividends because it's easier to win 3 than 5, or 4, whatever it may be. Right. But Florida, Coach Golden has finally implemented his offense, and guys put people in position to go out there and handle exactly what he wants. Four big men that are interchangeable. Three of them 7-footers, one of them 6'10". From the guard spot, the smallest person, Paul, is 6'3". That's different when you're talking about size and posting guys up, creating mismatches. and they get up and down and run. So you got to love Florida where they are.
We had Lamont on a couple of weeks ago, and how was he able to transform the South Carolina program so quickly?
Get to the transfer portal early. they got put out early.
He got there before anybody.
Yeah, before anybody. Like, honestly, I remember sitting there and having the opportunity.
There,
like, why wouldn't you be there? I get my ticket early. You know we're not going to do anything. So I remember them getting ready for Nashville last year. They were playing Mississippi State. I had the opportunity to call the game and talk to him before. And I was like, Coach, y'all going to make a run in this SEC tournament? He said, I tell you what, if we don't, the airport at BNA in Nashville flies out to everywhere. I'll be the first in line. And you see him be able to go get pieces. He tapped back into his Chattanooga roots to be able to go get guys out of the conference like B.J. Mack, who can bring stability inside and outside. Talon Cooper came along, Meechie Johnson. And then to go get Murray Boyles. Good gracious. We might need to check his birth certificate. That man, this is like OAU rules. That man is like a freshman. Look every bit like a senior. So you got to love what he's been able to put together.
What did you look like as a freshman?
You know what, Paul? So I came in from Oak Hill, man, at about 225. Had a meniscus tear.
Great football player.
Ask Coach Cutcliffe. I'm telling you, Coach Cut, he'll tell you. But I just didn't get there. Too much physicality involved in that one. But you look at it, and I walk in at 225. Hurt my meniscus. You know that freshman 15 everybody talk about? Well, I found a freshman 25 sitting out. I was pizza late at night, large from Papa John's, extra cheese, extra sauce, beef and mushrooms, extra banana peppers, and a large Gus fries. Put that right there, and I was up at about 12 o'clock. So I packed that weight on, got back in the weight room, and I started looking like a DN instead of a small forward.
Even my first semester in Tennessee, I gained 30 pounds.
It's easy to do.
I managed to get it off.
I didn't get mine off. I turned it into muscle. But you coming off national championship, who's named number one party school back-to-back? Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Lady Vols winning, it was different. Yeah. Different time.
We got another game tonight that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Bama.
Yes.
Talked about them. They were at Kentucky the other day. And they go to Ole Miss, which needs this win.
They need it bad. Coach Beard has a target for them to hit, and that's 10 wins. If they get 10 wins, they feel they can submit their application to get into the NCAA tournament. You got to get those 10 wins, and it starts tonight. You let other ones slip away. You let South Carolina come down there and push you around. That was different. So now you have an opportunity to beat Alabama, get a quad one win against a quality opponent, and then go on, and hopefully that snowballs going into the SEC tournament where you can get 10 wins before getting in the tournament. Then you set yourself up for trying to get that 8th team for the SEC.
Ron, tell me this. How did John Calipari go from, about 3 weeks ago, from everybody? I mean, I read a column in USA Today by Dan Wilkin, basically, said, it's time to cut the cord.
Yep.
And now, I mean, I'm on the train. I mean, get me a seat.
Yeah. How can you not be on the train, though, when you see all of these dynamic freshmen? I think the most SEC freshman of the week that he's had in his tenure. Imagine all those guys that went to the league, Boogie, John Wall, Booker, all these people, and you get it with this group, it's somebody different every time. And I think the balancing fact for those guys is DJ Wagner. Now, you may not see it on the stat sheet, but the stability he brings for everyone else, allowing them to play their role. Reed Shepherd is a two-guard that can handle the one when need be. Dillingham, microwave oven at all times, toasted, if you will, hot plate, if you will. Then you got Edwards, who's back to being in his spot. You just need your bigs healthy. But DJ Wagner is the catalyst for this. Why? Because he leads them defensively. Defensively is where they struggle. When you're watching me, and if I'm the point guard, Paul, you're guarding your man, you're watching me, you see how I defend. So I'm setting the tone. You can't slack if I'm setting the tone defensively. You got to play up to that speed. So DJ Wagner sets the tone for them.
So before you go, we wanted to show something.
Paul, what you got?
We had this earlier, but I want to ask you to describe exactly what this is.
What? Let me tell you something. I told Heath back there in the back, hey, look, man, you found a picture. I'd rather you take this off, set this on what you got right there. This young man right here, that's a country boy from Tennessee. You hear me? That country boy right there looked like a city boy, need to be on Wall Street for a minute. But at the same time, notice in his hand, Paul, he got a pen, and he's pressing down on a pen. So either he just wrote something prolific, he's thinking to write something prolific, or at some point, I'm about to get up and go to the boom boom room and find my headband and come attack somebody. But right there, that's debonair. That's what that is, Paul.
See you soon.
Yes, sir.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Let's check in with Sparks up next. Good afternoon, Sparks. How are you doing? Hey there.
Long time.
Sparks, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, go right ahead. You are on the air.
Oh, okay. Now, every time I hear the name Johnny B, I think of My Ding-a-ling, Caught Me. Remember that?
That was a pretty good song, yeah.
And every time I hear I'm in, I lose control of my bowels.
Yeah, Sparks, I don't know if you passed away or you just dropped the phone, but we couldn't hear you there. I hope you're okay. Elliot is up next in Ohio. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Paul, I just wanted to call AJ off there calling me Bert and Ernie. I've just got a few names that I think are appropriate for AJ. Maybe he's named after AJ Styles from the WWE. That would be respectable, but I don't think so. I think he might be AJ DIX, the producer, because of the last name. But I think it might be closer to Absolute Jerk, or better yet, I really think his name is Amy Jo. Amy Jo, you get off that phone with Paul Feinbaum. I can hear his mom yelling down in the basement. I think that I just don't know about this, AJ. I think it's really Amy Jo. I think there's no kahunas there.
Nor much of a call, Elliot. Ed is up next. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Hey, listen. You know, Paul, I've been listening to your show probably as long as just about anyone, ever since the Neil Vickers days.
That's pretty much Genesis.
That's a long time ago, yeah. So, but I've got to say, one of the most unbelievable and really funniest calls I have heard happen on your show today, and it was the call by Snoop, who... it was Snoop from Kentucky, I think.
I think you're right.
So, at first I thought he was joking, Bob. Did you think he was joking in the beginning?
I did.
I mean, but when I realized he was serious, I mean, since this happened a couple of hours ago, for people that didn't hear it, I mean, he was just asking you nonchalantly, you know, what's new with Nick Saban, basically.
Yeah, I would say it's my best judgment, having done this a couple of years, that he really, and I don't know, he never used Saban's name. He said,
right.
He said, what did he say? Did that guy retire? Is that guy still in Alabama?
He basically said, you know, what has happened to him?
Yeah. He didn't realize Saban had retired, and he wanted to know what was going on there. And then when I told him about DeBoer, he was genuinely shocked.
Yeah. And you know, I was waiting for him to ask you, you know, listen, how did President Kennedy's visit to Dallas go? Did you ever hear how that went?
No, I was afraid to bring that up. I almost went to World War II and asked him if he had heard about the armistice.
Well, but I've also got to say, Paul, one of the funniest things I've heard you say in a long time was when you, right after the call, you said you were afraid to tell him about Coach Bryant. Well, I almost drove off the road.
Yeah, that was a shock. That would have been a shock to the system.
Yeah.
I mean, there occasionally are those things that you don't hear about, but I'm just curious, first of all, how a guy could know the number, dial the number, be on hold, go on a sports show on February 28th. I believe Saban retired on January 10th.
Right.
I realize the media is not what it used to be. But that's
well, you know, with his name, I thought when I first heard him, I thought, well, this guy must be high, yeah. Right? I mean, this guy's pulling Paul's leg. But as I listened to it, I really don't think he was. I don't think he knew about it.
No, I don't either. And by the way, I mean, there are a lot of reasons why people get busy with their lives and they miss the biggest sports story of the year. It's possible. I'm just glad he didn't ask me about President, you know, what President Carter was going to do if he ran for re-election.
Unbelievable.
I'm glad you mentioned it because I don't think I quite appreciated the utter bizarre nature of that moment in time.
But if he listens to this show, which means he must be a sports fan.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no way you could listen to this show and not know that Saban didn't retire.
No. I never know. I mean, every once in a while, because we are also on radio, on satellite, that I mean, we get the weird abstract, some guy just, you know, he's listening to a national show, and he goes one down the dial on ESPN. There's ESPN has two channels. We're on the second channel where a guy will ask me about the Yankees rotation. And I know then that he's just misread, you know, he mispunched his button in his car. But there's no way to call in, get in. And by the way, when you're on hold, as you know, you're listening to the show. It's not like you're
right.
Getting Muzak.
Yeah. Well, had you heard from him before? Had you talked to him?
I know Snoop Dogg, but I don't know... Snoop.
Unbelievable. Well, I can't wait till he calls. I can't wait till he calls back, Paul, and see what he asks you about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole wealth of things that we could go over with him on. Are you aware that Tom Brady was drafted by the Patriots? I mean, there's an endless list of possibilities.
You can enlighten his world.
Do I think LeBron will go straight from high school to the NBA? Do I think that kid Tiger Woods will amount to anything on the PGA Tour? He's had a good career at Stanford.
Whatever happened to that kid playing golf?
Yeah, do I think the Supreme Court will go with Bush versus Gore? I mean, there are a lot of moments in time that...
Well,
will Taylor Swift ever get any traction as a country star?
I was hoping that he was going to be joking, but I don't think he was.
No, he wasn't. I mean, I think the final disposition is that he, for those of you wondering what we're talking about, maybe you're just tuning in to watch basketball, a guy called in from Kentucky named Snoop, and he did not realize that Nick Saban had retired and wanted an update on the Alabama situation.
And who and once you told him, who did they replace?
Yeah, he did ask me who they replaced him with. I should have said Ray Perkins.
Oh, man, unbelievable.
Hey, well, Ed, I owe you because I appreciate you bringing that back up because I was going to walk out of here because afterwards I had a couple of shots of bourbon. I would have forgotten that he called.
Have a good day.
And I apologize. Yeah, that was probably not a good moment if you're driving on a rainy street on a curve. As I said, I wonder if he realized Coach Bryant had died. That wasn't probably very smart of me to do that. Richard, I think we had Richard earlier when we lost him. Richard, I believe you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry. I was my control kind of messed me up.
That's okay. We're back. We're glad you're back.
Okay, well, what I wanted to say is you were talking about John from St. Louis, and I think I can explain to you how he got in contact with Charles Colson.
Please do.
Okay, well, I figured that he, he was working at the detention center, and he was headed home, and he had a couple of drank too many, and he forgot that he was having having a seance. But he mistook it for his computer group, and he got on with his group and with the seance. Of course, who he would contact if he were on for the seance would be Richard E. Nixon. So of course he couldn't find nobody could find Richard E. Nixon, but. You know, the Watergate group, they figured they ought to put somebody up there for him. So, you know, Colson was a stand-up guy for Nixon. And so they put him up there, and John told him what he thought, you know, about you paying people under the table. And so, well, Colson couldn't see any reason for denying that. You know, well, the fella had gone and gotten together with him. So that's the way he got it. Or the other way is he just blew it out his keister, which is probably really what it was.
I just wonder, can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, we're obsessing over a guy who didn't realize that Nick Saban had retired, and you just mentioned a guy who calls in every night.
Yeah.
Who was talking on Facebook with a man who died on April 12th, 2012. So I'm not sure the Saban call was all that extraordinary.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, the final 30 minutes. AJ is up next.
Hey, Paul, this is Luther. I was letting you know my hyena is laughing again so I could use AJ's phone to call.
Hey, The only reason I forgive ESPN for going to the TV and not catching my call on national television is because the Auburn Tigers is fixing to take it to Tennessee. And that's
hey,
a
AJ,
fact,
remember one thing, though. If this call is good, it will be replayed tomorrow.
Okay,
we're always watching here on the Feinbaum Show. The camera never blinks.
Okay, well.
Elliot. Yeah, I might be Amy Joe, Elliot, but you know what, Elliot? My testicles not nowhere near closer to my throat like yours are, or the way you sound.
And let me tell you something, Augie. I have waited for a long while to figure out exactly what it is that you do when you call, Augie. Because that, you know how, Paul, you got people that sound like they're in the bathroom, they're in the shower, they're in the car, they got their dots and over there nipping at their heels and completely unready, and sound crazy, sound like they're in a tunnel. And Augie's not at the end of a tunnel. You know what Augie does? He takes that money he makes as an attorney. He can afford him a waterproof phone. And Augie goes over there before he'll dial the number, and he'll just do a sailor's dive off straight into the toilet. And as he settles down to the bottom of the commode, what he does, Paul, is he hits send. And then you pick up, and he starts his suck-up fest. I mean, the only thing browner than Augie's nose, I'm going to tell you right now, is the crotch of Jim's underwear. And so I'm going to give you a little suggestion, Paul. When okay. Augie calls, just flush the commode and more damn eagle.
Joey is up next. Hello, Joey.
Hey, Feinbaum, how's it going?
It is going great. Thank you for asking.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Of course.
How long have you known AJ?
About a year or two?
Oh, that's what I thought, because I've known him for 6 years.
How do you know AJ?
Oh, because he's a lawyer from Pell City.
He's a lawyer?
He's a lawyer from Pell City.
Tell me about him.
Well, what's the bad about it? I don't want to say too much to get myself incriminated. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I know what you mean, but I just want to give us a sketch of him, because I've never met him.
You ain't?
No,
you
I haven't.
Pull it up. I think if I ain't wrong, he run for mayor for Pell City, too. He ain't told nobody about.
How do you run for mayor without telling anybody?
Well, he ran it, but he was my lawyer at the time. And I didn't know.
No, hold on.
Let
me make sure, Joey. You're saying that AJ, who just called in, is a lawyer?
Well, yeah, that's what it says.
I lived in Alabama, so to be an attorney in Alabama, that means you have to have a degree and have passed the bar.
Okay. Is his name AJ Pitt?
I don't know.
Well, you need to Google it, because we Googled it. His name's A.J. Pruitt.
Now, what did you say, A.J. Pitt or A.J. Pruitt?
Pruitt.
We are going to check.
Because, well, we looked it up, because his face kind of familiar, but not with all them glasses he's got on his face. But he always says he's a lawyer from Pell City.
That should not be hard to look up in terms of the amount of lawyers in Pell City, Alabama.
No, but look it up right quick.
Now, help me, Joey. Pell City's the city right before Talladega. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
I've been to Pell City. Nice little town.
Yeah, it is.
It's Bill Pruitt.
His name's Bill Pruitt. But he's got a name called AJ.
Well, we're going to find out, because if he's an attorney, I want to hire him.
No, you don't. I wouldn't invest my money on it. But anyway, what I want to ask you about this NIL.
Okay, sure.
Okay, if somebody gets this kind of money for the NIL, why ain't they allowed to pay for their own scholarship?
Well, that's a different issue. NIL is not an NCAA rule.
Oh,
NIL is legalized through each individual state.
Right.
So it's a separate. Not to sound like a Pell City lawyer, but but yeah, they're separate issues. So.
Okay, I just wondered because I always thought about it.
Okay. Now again, I've never been in court in Pell City. They may have a different code than the rest of us.
Okay, I understand that.
You and Legend would do good, Joey.
But
I have a question for you. Who
is it out, though?
Joey, who is that who is that nice lady I just heard?
That's Mayna Benefield.
Yeah.
She's got a blue eye and a brown eye.
Angel eyes.
I had a Australian Shepherd once that had that.
Well, that's about what I got here too.
No, Joey, is it?
No, she's cool as a bat.
Is this woman, what is your relationship to this woman?
She's my girlfriend, fiance. We've been together for almost 9 years.
Okay, I don't mean to interfere here, Joey, but if you've been together 9 years, why is she only your fiance? Why aren't you two married?
Well, I figure a piece of paper don't really even matter anymore these days.
Well, you're right, but it does. Does she want? Well, I'm thinking about having the wedding right here, Randy.
No, we're not.
And you know who I'm going to get? Hey,
she's been wanting to get married. I gotta go.
And you know who I'm going to get to marry you? You know who I'm going to get to marry? I'm going to get AJ to marry you to. He's probably a justice of the peace, isn't he?
Mayna.
Hey, put on
M-A-N-A.
Hey,
she's in the Bible.
Hey, Joey, put that woman on here for a second.
Well, here she is.
Hello, yes, sir.
Now your name again is what?
Mayna.
Mayna? Mayna?
Yes.
It's
M
A
N A.
So it's Mayna.
Well, yeah, with the long A, Mayna
yeah,
Eloise.
How about that? We're having a grammatic lesson here, a grammar lesson. hey,
well, you know, some people say Mayna, but it's Mayna.
So Mayna, I like it better, Mayna. Mayna, tell me this.
Yes.
What do you know this AJ cat?
Oh, well, no, not particularly, but several years ago, I actually was, kind of, sort of, giving some money, didn't know he was running for, yes.
Mayna, I don't mean to disparage your reputation here, but you actually donated money for AJ to run for mayor?
No, I donated it. I just met Joey, he went to jail.
Hold on.
Anyway, make a long story short, you know, it is what it is, right? So, I went up there,
that.
But he's just like prep. He's like rides through fences, you know, one of those. So, I mean, but I don't know him.
What did you say about Joey in jail?
Yeah, him and Legend would make a good Joey's been in jail prep.
You're telling me that you met Joey in jail?
I met Joey shooting pool.
Okay.
No.
So, I mean, I wonder if he was playing Minnesota Jim from Tuscaloosa.
Woo-wee!
So
he plays good pool, and he's a big.
I mean, we've all had.
I don't watch football. This man will cut the TV out and break a TV every other month.
Mayna, we've all had weird hookups. Okay, but you.
Oh yes,
He picks you up in a pool hall. Is that right?
Do what now?
He picked you up in a pool hall?
Well, no, I picked him up.
How did that go? Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, you see, 8 years later.
I mean, obviously, was it love at first?
No, well, I guess it was,
I mean, when you broke the queue?
Oh, yes, exactly. Broke the queue, then it was just over
with. Eight ball in the corner pocket, and next thing you know, Maine and Joey are a thing.
Or shot the regular ball.
Well, guy, I mean, listen, I'm a sucker for romance. It sounded like you guys are doing pretty well.
Yeah, with I'm a big animal lover. Animals are more important to me than humans. Humans suck.
You must know my wife. The most important person in the world is our dog.
You know what I've got? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've got. I take care of neighbors. Yeah, we got Noah's Ark. I take care of neighbors' dogs. Don't even live there. We've got 7 here, 4 cats, 9 parakeets, 4 rabbits that are rescued from Louisiana. Big Plymouth Giant.
Now, hold on. I'm with the dogs and the cats. You have rabbits living. Where do they live?
Outside, but they have burrows. You know, they go on the ground. But my ducks do come in at night. They knock on the door with their little beaks. As a matter of fact, they got to bring their cages in.
Now, hold on a second.
They go out.
You let ducks into your house with all these dogs and cats, or cats and dogs?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I mean, I know a few cats that would, or dogs that would probably go after those ducks.
Well, I mean, they're pretty. I mean, I've got one that's almost 5. Well, he's 5 now. Bam Bam. He acts like a dog. My mail lady don't even come up here. She laughs.
Okay, let me go over this again, Joey and Nina. How many dogs?
Let's see. We got 1, 2. We got 4 in the house right now. 2 out back. That's 6. 2 next door. Got a cat that pees in the commode. And I got a man that pees in a cup.
And just in case anybody tuned us in and they're not sure, they're not convinced, they know where this call is coming from. This call is coming from Alabama, am I correct?
Oh, yes. Like down, way down in the bayou of Alabama.
Are you in Springville, Alabama?
Yes, Springville, Alabama. That sounds good.
Now, is it Springville?
Am I really on live?
So are you really in Springville?
Yes. Where are you at, Tennessee?
By the way, my former dog who passed away came from Springville, Alabama. We went to get him on a farm out there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They raised Australian shepherds. He was an Australian shepherd.
That's what I just got a new one that's an Australian shepherd and a... they said a lab, but I think it's got a Dalmatian mix too. 12 weeks old.
Okay. Well, Joey and Mana, they're telling us we need to take a break. But you guys take care of yourself. This is one of the most interesting calls I've ever had. Ducks, rabbits, dogs, cats. Joey and Mana and the next iteration of Noah's Ark. We are coming right back.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.